This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
No, who's taking you home, and loving you so. Love is all around, and it comes love. This is February, and February is Heart Month. And I don't know anybody who knows more about the heart. I'm talking about the mechanism, your heart. I don't know about love, but he knows about the heart for sure. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, cardiologist, operator of Lake Cardiology down in Mondora, Florida. Those of you who are in that area, that neck of the woods, you're fortunate to have the services of Dr. Ken. So go visit him in his office. If you have any circulatory problems, you got anything that has to do with your heart, your lungs, all of the things that are important to, without them, you're not going to keep licking and ticking, you know what I mean? We also are here in this hour of Good Day Health to review some of the important medical news of the week, how it affects you, putting things together, and as I said, introducing Ken as a cardiologist, a heart specialist. I suppose we ought to go to the two items this week that come right from your wheelhouse. The way regular meals protect against heart disease. This sounds like it would be something everybody, listen up. If you're driving along or you're working or you're doing something, hold on for a minute and listen to Ken tell you why it is that if you have regular meals, it's good for your heart.
Well, Doug, the American Heart Association doesn't often take out of the week some time to make a formal statement about behaviors that all of us do and how to try to improve our behaviors so that we all stay on planet Earth longer, lowering our risk of heart attack and stroke. But this week, the American Heart Association made a major statement about how we should be eating, not so much what we're eating, but how we eat it during the day, and they published this in the American Heart Association journal called Circulation. And what they are talking about is that people who want a healthy heart should be mindful of not only what they eat, but when they eat. So this statement from the American Heart Association, Doug, suggests that people spread out their calories over a defined period of the day, as opposed to either eating a lot over a short period or grazing from morning until night. Mm-hmm. And it's probably a good idea to get a large share of your calories earlier in the day, and a long fasting duration at night is much better than a long fasting during the day. And they stress that when you wake up and you've been fasting all night while you're sleeping, that you try to hydrate. Especially water is a good thing, juice in the morning, but get well hydrated. And then remember to eat when you're hungry and not when you're stressed out during the day.
All right, so there's good advice. Sometimes I take it myself, sometimes I don't. I was under the impression, though, if I'm hearing you correctly, you said that you shouldn't be eating all through the day. But then there are those who extol the value of having five or six small meals, well, being better for your digestion.
They didn't take a strong stand on that. They discussed that. And they point out that some people are different, and the evidence seems to show that, in general, that it's best to spread out the meals throughout the day. But there are some people who feel better, keep the weight off, and do fine if they do graze most of the day. So it's okay. You just have to make sure that that's what works best for you personally.
Well, that's what I do. I don't eat the big meals, generally, unless we go out for dinner. I'm easily one of those grazers. I graze through the hours, my 5 or 6 hours on the air. I have yogurt and fruit, and I graze through that. And then I might have a small breakfast a couple of hours after I get off the air before I go off to do other things. And then I might have a couple of protein bars in the afternoon or a snack of some sort, the trail, what do they call those, trail mixes. And then oftentimes, like last night, I was at a meeting. I didn't get back here till 8:30. And at that time, I had some leftover brown rice and salmon from the night before at a restaurant, so I had that.
Well, yeah. I too will somewhat, Grizz, but you have to remember, if you want to build muscle, you have to consume with each snack or meal, call it whatever you want, at least 25 to 30 grams. That's the sweet spot. You want to land on about 25 to 30 grams with your meal. And that's where you should be grazing up to that point, especially if you want to build
just
muscle.
Just before the workout or after the workout? When?
Well, that's a different issue, but you want to spread them out as much as you can throughout the day. If you're doing strength training, one of those good protein snacks should be right after you finish.
Yeah.
You know, I like to finish my strength training with a good wallop of 30, at least 30 grams of protein with any of those choices that you just mentioned.
Mm-hmm. Protein bars, sometimes I have those after.
You're fine.
Most of the time, especially if I'm in the house, I had a routine last year where I went every other day to a trainer and a gym, but it just takes too much time. I don't have the time, and I'm not going to do it that way this year. I'm going to try to find somebody that'll come to the house because I have a gym in my house. But once you've gone through the routine, you kind of get it and know it, and there's variations on it because I get easily bored, and if I'm bored, I'll stop. And that's not going to help you either. So it's a happy medium, but remembering eating is important. You got to feed the body if you want it to do the things that you want it to do. So let's graduate from discussing meals and the heart to a negative from a study here that looks at how if you have a risk of heart disease and you're a woman, it may lead to other things that aren't good as well.
Well, this is some hopeful information, actually. It comes out of the medical journal Cancer Epidemiology, Biomarkers, and Prevention, that even normal weight women may be at greater risk for colon cancer if they have certain traits, such as, here it sounds like heart disease, elevated levels of blood fat, that's cholesterol, high blood sugar, that's diabetes, high blood pressure, and low levels of good cholesterol. So the same factors that increase your risk for a heart attack, increase your risk for stroke, seem to increase your risk for colon cancer. So you want to watch the blood pressure, the blood sugar, the cholesterol, your weight, don't smoke, get down to ideal body weight.
All right. So most of you who follow Dr. Ken when he's here with me every week on Good Day Health know that he is great at extolling the value and virtue of living an effective, safe, and enhanced physical healthy routine. So I don't know whether Superbeats comes under effectiveness or safe or whatever. It's a guaranteed product that produces your natural dietary daily nitrates. And if you put a scoop in a glass of water and drink it, you're going to find that you have more energy, you have more stamina. But, Ken, it goes a lot deeper than this, especially, again, with the cardiology that you practice. A lot of your people, when you talk to them about, and this is something you recommend, Superbeats, they opt to go on it because it makes nothing but sense. Makes your job easier, frankly, doesn't it? I mean,
absolutely.
People on this that regulate their blood pressure and stuff, that's what you want them to do.
Absolutely. This comes out of Nobel Prize-winning research. The Nobel Prize for Medicine in 1998 was awarded for a discovery made in 1988 regarding nitric oxide. It's the third important gas in the body next to oxygen and carbon dioxide. Many of us don't even know about it because it was discovered after we went to school. But this is an important product in the body. It's used as a signaling molecule from head to toe. It also helps the blood vessels to relax and let the oxygen be distributed from head to toe. And your body needs to continuously remake this gas. If you don't have the building blocks in your body, you won't make enough of it. There's a wonderful, easy saliva test that I recommend all my patients get from the company we're talking about, Neogenesis. It was developed by a physiologist at Baylor University, the real thing. And you just put a little bit of saliva on it, you check the color, and you can tell quickly whether your tank is adequate or whether it's too low by the color of the strip. And if your tank's too low, you take their product called Neo40, and this will get your level in your body higher, so everything will work better. better. You'll feel better, stronger. Your blood pressure will be better. Your energy level better. But if you're also looking for that big boost of energy instead of the caffeinated energy drink midday or before your workout, they have a second product called Super Beats, and this gives you a sudden boost of nitric oxide instead of those caffeinated high-energy drinks.
All right. There's nothing but all natural ingredients in here. As Ken says, it opens up your arteries, gets the blood to your muscles, to your brain, everywhere in your body. And it's a conscious decision that you make when you decide to call 800-655-4183. Get on the program. But it doesn't make any sense not to be there. Listen to Ken and what he tells you and tells his patients. Support for healthy blood flow is the best way for you to live a long, happy, and healthy life. And you need nitric oxide, the kind that's in Super Beets, because beets are loaded. And every spoonful that you put into a glass of water and then drink is three beets. And that really is why it has this concentrated appeal to people, because they can feel the results right away, and it tastes great. So check your blood flow. Get your doctor to look at everything that's going on in your body, and I'm betting he's going to like the idea that you've decided to call 800-655-4183 to get your first supply of Super Beats. If you haven't been on the program, this is the perfect opportunity, because not only do you get a 3-month supply, you'll get a 4-month supply for the price of three. Yep, a 30-day supply extra. Another canister of Super Beats comes with your order, plus the book Beat the Odds and free shipping as well. We mentioned Dr. Ken. Call him right now and get on the program. The Super Beats program, 800-655-4183. Again, 800-655-4183.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. This good economic news presents a unique financial opportunity for you. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how much we can lower your mortgage payment. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Louisianans are still suffering with one of the highest unemployment rates in the country. Now there are new opportunities to create jobs as companies are looking to invest in our state's infrastructure. The Bayou Bridge Pipeline, a 150-mile pipeline transporting petroleum products, will create 2,500 construction jobs for Louisianans. Brigham McCown, former administrator of the U.S. Department of Transportation's Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration.
It is a well-known fact that pipelines are the safest way to transport our nation's energy resources. In addition to creating thousands of new jobs, Bayou Bridge will be one of the nation's most technologically advanced and ecologically sensitive pipelines. The project will meet or exceed all federal, state, and local requirements and will ensure that communities and the environment are protected. Energy infrastructure projects like Bayou Bridge will strengthen American energy security, stimulate the economy, and provide quality employment opportunities.
Together, we can put Louisianans back to work while investing in the infrastructure needed to improve our state's economy.
Is credit card debt ruining your life? Now you can have a large portion of your credit card debt forgiven. Get Relief Today wants to give you free information that shows you how. This program is proven to work for credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt. We'll give you the secret to this money-saving program absolutely free. 800-207-8558. That's 800-207-8558. That's 800-207-8558.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves bounce around the world in private jets. The have-dones bounce around the trampoline park in their socks. Bowling? Think Groupon. Ski slopes? Think Groupon. Weekend fun for the family? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
We'll be right back. worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now, 23 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen. This is a Good Day program called Good Day Health that airs every week at this time. And in this hour, we have the pleasure of Dr. Ken Kronhaus's company. He's done extensive research on lots of the medical issues that confront us every week and reports on them and how significantly they affect you. There's something in this for everybody. He's got great advice as well. If you would like to visit him in his office down in Central Florida, you can call the office directly at 352-735-1400. Again, 352-735-1400 for a trip into, it's an excursion actually, into your body and into your life that is like no other experience I've ever had. So if I mean anything to you at all, and my experiences with Ken mean anything, then you'll take my advice and go see him. If you have issues that you're not satisfied at the point where you are right now, that you're getting the right information, or you're not feeling like you're really getting the problem fixed, Ken will take the time to be with you, and I think that it really is a worthwhile call. 352-735-1400. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, we're looking, Ken and I shouldn't say looking, because we're not looking at anything. Well, you and I are looking at the stories, but people are listening to you talk about how good physical activity is for children. This is very important for parents. Listen up.
Exactly. We, as physicians, when we're trained, Doug, we're often told by our professors that children are not little adults. They're very different, unique, and you just can't figure that you know how to take care of them if you know how to take care of an adult. But here's some good news where they may mimic the adults. This comes out of the medical journal Pediatric just this week. The ability, Doug, of exercise to protect against depression in adults and young people is well known and established. And now there's this new study from Norway. It reveals that children who undertake moderate to vigorous activity, the type that leaves them breathless and sweaty, they're less likely to develop symptoms of depression. So, mom and dad, get the little guys and gals out there exercising, and you'll improve their spirits just like for the teenagers and just like ourselves.
I mean, doesn't that make sense? Just common sense.
Well,
so much of this stuff is just common sense.
Intuition is not always correct, and it needs to be tested, and it was, and it's now correct. And sometimes you can get misled by intuition. The body doesn't always act logically as you would think, but this time it does. And so often, really, in medicine, kids just don't act like, little kids don't act like they're adults in these studies, but well, here's the result, it's the same.
This is what, but this happens so much, Ken, you know it as well as I do. Parents are trying to get their kids to grow up fast. Oh, isn't Johnny mature? Or look at how big he is. The kids need to be kids.
Oh, yes.
Fall down, they need to get hurt. They
absolutely.
Need to get dirty. They need to do all kinds of things. The parents are so protective.
It was good for us.
Asinine.
Helicopter parents, you know, just take a deep breath.
Yeah, I mean, this week, I don't think I haven't had a chat, just the two of us, for a week or so. And so I went to see, I think I told you, when you saw a blood report that indicated I had Lyme's disease.
Yes. And
so I'm now on a protocol of doxycycline, which is upsetting my stomach, gives me headaches, gives me diarrhea. I don't know if it's supposed to, but it
for many people, it does upset the stomach. And I don't know whether they gave you both doses at once or you're taking it twice a day.
One in the morning and one at night.
Okay, so 100 milligrams, I imagine, twice a day. Okay.
Yep. And I'm taking probiotics with it as well to try to meter the effect of it.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason I tell you that is because in looking at some of the other blood work that was specifically for this, I mean, there are all kinds of things. The allergy, we had an allergy test. Remember I said they were going to check because they thought that I had all the stuff going on with me might be related to allergies. I'm not allergic to anything. And he said my white blood count was so strong that it's probably it. My immune system is terrific. So something you want to keep in mind, and that's how you with kids, you elevate their ability to have a strong immune system by getting them out of the house. So that's what happened to me. Growing up on the farm, man, I was getting beat around and cut and stuff got into my system. And I know that's why I have such a strong immune system today. I'm absolutely sure of it. And that's one of the reasons the Lyme disease hasn't like basically knocked me out because I have a strong system. So work on that with your children, will you please? 28 past the hour.
For fast, powerful, and portable ratcheting without a power cord or air hose, pick up the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt Max Access Auto Ratchet. The ratchet head delivers up to 420 inch-pounds of torque at 225 RPMs, enough power to turn just about any stubborn fastener quickly. The pass-through design eliminates the need for deep sockets and lets you tighten and loosen long bolts fast, even in tighter workspaces. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores. Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in electronic format with Haynes Manuals Online. You get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manuals, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices, and over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle titles are now available. The new Haynes Manuals Online are now available at Haynes.com.
In winter, you can practically hear your skin changing. Drying out, flaking, tightening, becoming itchy, irritated, and inflamed. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. With Cortisone 10, winter can just sound fun again. Cortisone 10, feel the heal. Use as directed.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sen, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesen.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreonthesen.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0405. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0405. Again, that's 1-800-441-0405.
After the hour now, Doug Steffen and Dr. Ken Kronaus from Lake Cardiology down in Florida been with me on this program for a long time, and we've dispensed lots of important information to help you in your life as we continue to go through a lot of this information that comes available every week from the traditional medical journals. Ken always has his own point of view on these things, and that's what we get translated so it can help you out. They're always focus on important medical issues of the day, like dementia, for example. Who doesn't, as they're getting older, wonder about, you know, what I've been through to analyze and understand what's going on with my brain? And most people have these same things that they talk about. It's, you know, I don't mind being a guinea pig, as you know, Ken.
Go for it.
I'm going to tell you a story that is reflective of something that actually my gang Victoria and Jennifer and Kara started talking to me about a couple of weeks ago when Victoria said to me, "You didn't have much of a childhood, did you?" And I didn't. I've worked, you know, I've basically been on the go and doing all my life. Much of it was to escape when I was younger from the family life that I had, but I've always sort of, it's in my DNA, it seems, to keep moving. And as it turns out, when someone was looking at my record, you know, I fell down the stairs in the house that we lived in at the time, and smacked my head open on a steel door jamb. And it took its, as it turns out, it's taken its toll on my brain, not debilitating, but that area of my brain where this took place, where the cut in my scalp, in my skull was, there's a dark area around it because
a little bruised,
funky, yeah, right. So this person was analyzing from that point on in my life how serious my life has been. I have always been a serious sort. I mean, I have fun, but I, as a kid, I didn't enjoy the same things that other kids did because I didn't have the opportunity to, mostly because of what was going on at home. But this person theorizes that it started when I fell down the stairs and whacked my head on this door jamb.
Do you think it would have happened regardless of that
episode? Well, you know, I look at things like astrology and the stuff that I study that is all about who we are, and I think that that plays into this.
So how old were you when this happened?
I was just three. Just three. Just
okay. So it's hard to know how serious a two-year-old you were.
Right, exactly. I mean, who knows? Who remembers? I look at my grandson, who's 2 years old now, and how happy he is, and what a lovely, wonderful life. I can't remember any of that. My daughter can remember, and my son can remember being two. I can't remember being... The first memory I have is falling down the stairs, cracking my head on that thing, and breaking up fights with my mother and father when I was three. Those are my first memories. And so from there, I never had playtime. I didn't have fun time. And so when I talked like we did before about what children ought to do, I base at least the health part of it on what I was exposed to, unbeknownst to me, how it was going to help me in another way, make me as healthy as I am.
At that age, such an episode has to have some impact on you.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And
right.
Whether you were headed in that direction anyway, and it just bent the curve even further and made you even more severe or pushed you in that direction, you know, I don't think we'll ever know. But that kind of episode, as it's your earliest, because what's often very important is what do you remember earliest in life. I remember 2 years old where a second cousin put her finger into the electric socket. and now those are the things we usually remember as our earliest episode, something that was really struck us.
Yep.
And I have to tell you, I get a little, some palpitations when my fingers get close to electric sockets, even to these days.
I don't like it either. I don't like electricity at all.
I'm okay with electricity. It's just, you know, I'm very careful when I plug something in.
I can fix things, and I'm happy to fix things that are made out of wood or, you know, that sort of thing. I can take the tractor apart and fix things, but I don't like fixing electricity. I don't like working on it. I just stay away from it.
So that event had to have some impact on you, and whether it was as dramatic as is suggested by your wonderful group is, you know, it's fun to speculate about these
things. Right, it is. And so I take there's two takeaways from this conversation. One of them has to do with what you do with your children. Stop spraying all that damn gook on them to get them away from the germs. It's not doing them in, you're not doing them any favors. Let them get dirty. Let them put the stuff in their mouths. Let them be exposed to things because in the later life, I have this latest blood exam, which you haven't seen yet, shows when I went to have the allergy test, they evaluated why I'm not, you know, I figured I'd have allergies to ragweed and all kinds of grasses on the farm. Nothing. I mean, they tested 400 things, and I'm not allergic to anything. As a matter of fact, my resistance to it is so high, and the numbers are so low, like 0.001 on the scale where you would be considered a problem if you had like 0.2. And I look at the numbers that he showed me on my immune system, and he said, "Man, you're lucky. Are you a healthy son of a gun?" And I give thanks to me being exposed to all the things on the farm. Now, not everybody can be exposed to things on the farm, but you can expose your child to things a little at a time so that they don't have the same problem. And then the other takeaway from this...
And that's called the hygienic hypothesis, where you're just too clean and sanitary, yeah, and you don't stimulate the immune system.
Right, exactly. And then the other thing is, you look at this report on dementia cases and what causes them. I am concerned about whether any of the things that I had happening when I was younger are going to somehow or other affect me. And I've been told that if they haven't affected me now, we had a 4 or 5 year window here where it could have gone either way. But I was told by the expert out in Denver, if you don't have it now, you're not going to get it.
And don't get mentally stressed about this. You know, stress is no good. It's almost as bad as cigarette smoking. So it's not, you can't do anything about it. If it happens, it happens. But just stressing over it will make it even worse. So I think you're talking about this study.
Air
about
pollution and dementia.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The latest in dementia this week out of the medical journal Translational Psychiatry, because, you know, Doug's usually not overly worried about anything, but, you know, everybody is worried about losing their mind, having a stroke, getting dementia. It's the number one concern, even worse than having a heart attack. So this is more bits of information, this new research. It strengthens the previously reported link, Doug, between air pollution and cognitive decline, the ability to remember and think. And this is after finding that exposure to fine particulate matter could significantly raise the risk of developing Alzheimer's disease.
All that stuff is metal particles that are in the air. Metal is what screws up your... aluminum deodorants and that kind of stuff.
High levels of fine particle air pollution were much more likely to develop dementia in this study.
Now, I saw something also, Ken, this week in the science pages of the New York Times about dementia and how doctors are now saying medication may be overused, especially with older people. That is that the older you are and the more medication you may be taking, it may be that it contributes to dementia once you get really old. If you are on it, you know, let's say you're in your 70s or 80s. My cousin died of dementia last summer. He was 76, and he'd had it since he was 74. But I'm looking at somebody, this woman's 89 years old, excuse me, and she had signs of it when she was in her mid-80s, so they put her on some kind of a drug called Risperdal. Does that make sense? R-I-S-P-E-R-D-A-L.
Uh-huh.
And so her signs, immediate signs, stopped. She didn't get in, go any further for a couple of years, and now she's getting worse, and they say that the unrecognized circumstance here was that they hadn't studied what would happen long term. They only knew that the results of taking this drug in the short term were good, but long term, apparently, not so good.
Well, the key here, Doug, is everyone shouldn't stop taking all their medicines if they're developing dementia. But on the flip side is that this needs to be personalized, and you need to just realize as we all get older, our liver metabolizes things slower, our kidneys excrete things slower, so we get more sensitive to these things. Mm-hmm. And as you get on more and more drugs, there's drug interactions. But as we get older, these problems develop, and it's hard to sometimes know whether the two are related, the drugs and the problem. So don't stop everything on your own. Talk to your doctors about this. Be comfortable in asking and wondering if you're on too much of a dose, if you're on too many different drugs interacting, or whether you just have an underlying problem that's advancing independent of the drugs.
All right, in a moment, we take on sleep and insomnia with advice from Dr. Ken at 44 past the hour. This is Good Day Health.
America, it's time for some straight talk. You love your phone. Look at you. You hardly put it down. But you don't love that expensive wireless plan, do you? So what if I told you you can keep that phone, network, and number two for half the cost? Well, this is me telling you. It's time to switch to Straight Talk, guys. Bring your own phone and get unlimited plans starting at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at StraightTalk.com. The tech show's on this month. You know, I was thinking of looking at home security systems.
Oh, cool. I'll go with you. We're looking for more home security ideas, too. That's why I called Budget Blinds.
Budget Blinds?
Look at this.
A remote for the blinds.
Yep, motorized.
Okay, well, that's beyond cool. I love it. But what does it have to do with home security?
Well, they also come with a timer. The blinds and drapes open themselves in the morning, close in the evening.
Oh, so it looks like somebody's home even when you're not.
Exactly. And I saved a bunch of money. Sally saved a bunch of money.
But you'll take the credit.
Yeah.
My brother, the tech genius.
Thanks, man.
Now give me that remote.
Budget Blinds motorized window coverings are the ultimate in luxury, and during the Luxury Within Reach event, they're even more affordable. The more you buy, the more you save, with savings up to $2,000. Hurry and call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now before this offer ends, or go online to budgetblinds.com. Don't miss out. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises. Restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples Guide. This year I'm preparing my own taxes.
Good for you.
Yep, I'm going to be accountable.
Right. Well, Staples can help with storage and filing supplies, plus software like QuickBooks and TurboTax.
Go on. You have my interest.
And now get TurboTax for up to $15 off at Staples.
Up to 15 bucks off TurboTax? That'll pay handsome. Returns.
Right.
Thanks, Staples Guy. Depreciate it.
Uh-huh.
Everything you need this tax season for less, like up to $15 off TurboTax. Staples. Make more happen.
In-store only. It's 4117.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the have and the have-done. The haves unwind with their uptown entourage on private islands. The have-dones unwind with a relaxing massage and hundreds of other spa treatments. Looking for a facial? Think Groupon. Want a mani-pedi? Think Groupon. Need a haircut? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
All right, 47 after the hour here on Good Day Health. Dr. Ken has a focus on a couple of things this week that are a very important consideration in terms of how you live your life well. If you don't get enough sleep, it contributes to problems. And because this was in the journal Menopause, I got to figure it has to do with women more than men, or does it, Ken?
Well, it's only because it's only been studied right now in women, but again, it'll be studied eventually in men, and there's no reason to think we won't see the same results, but you never know. And, you know, I always like to say the best drug that I prescribe is exercise, but one of the second and third and fourth best drugs that I prescribe is getting good sleep. And this week we learn in the European Respiratory Journal about insomnia increasing the risk of asthma. We know that asthma, Doug, affects approximately 300 million people worldwide, with major risk factors including smoking, obesity, and air pollution. But more recently, symptoms of depression and anxiety have been associated with the risk of developing asthma in adulthood. But the news this week is that people experiencing insomnia symptoms have a higher risk of developing asthma. So get that sleep taken care of. And also, we learned from the Journal of Menopause this week that poor sleep contributes to poor sexual satisfaction. So many women who are going through the menopause have trouble sleeping, and this new research shows that sleep quality can also affect a woman's level of sexual satisfaction.
All right, so to be clear, asthma doesn't cause insomnia, but insomnia could increase the problems one might have with asthma. I'm
exactly
just trying to put the cart and the horse in the right place here. It isn't that insomnia, it comes as a result of you having asthma, although I could see where it might, frankly. Can't you?
Yes.
If somebody's not breathing well and not sleeping at night, I mean, I can see that. But if you, so what do you do about insomnia? All of us go through bouts of not being able to sleep well.
Boy, we could spend a whole show on that.
You got 30 seconds.
There are sleep experts now who work on dealing with this. And if you can't get yourself help, they'll talk to you. But just the environment where you sleep, it has to be comfortable. Get rid of those, anything that has a screen on it within an hour or two. We could spend a whole show talking about how to avoid insomnia.
Dr. Ken here on Good Day Health.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weathertight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah! No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Weekly visit from Dr. Ken Kronhaus, medical expert, intelligent cardiologist, someone that has my respect and the respect of the audience. People love it when Ken comes on to discuss what's going on medically as a result of his looking over some of these journals. So let's get into what happens before you die. This is a very interesting study about what really does happen just before you die.
I have to tell you, this is one of my favorite studies.
Really?
And I'm not George Noory. This was published this week in a medical journal that I just discovered called Conscious and Cognition. Doug, your life really does flash before your eyes when you die, and I have thought about this a lot. It's something that I've been interested in as a cardiologist. I have taken care of a number of people who have had near-death experiences, and out of my curiosity, they've described them to me. Sometimes, without my curiosity, with their passion, they've described them to me. Mm-hmm. And there are some common threads that I've noticed, and this has been an area of great interest, and there's an Israeli group of medical scientists who have now studied this and published this article about this, and there are some interesting findings here. This research suggests that phenomenon rarely involves flashback in chronological order. There seems to be just, when you're near death, a great dumping of activity. There appears to be an area of the brain which is not susceptible to oxygen and blood loss during serious injury.
Right.
And And this is where this information is stored. It appears to be in the prefrontal, medial temporal, and parietal cortices. And right before you have this injury, this area is the last to go. And apparently there is this storage of material. It doesn't dump out in like you see in Hollywood as a flashback, but just all apparently it seems to be a random dumping in rapid fire of all this information. And that seems to be commonly what they see. Those parts of the brain not susceptible to oxygen and blood loss during serious injuries, meaning there are just the ones that are last to suffer. And there's a nice conclusion in this paper that I really like. It's a quote. This suggests that a representation of life events as a continuum exists in the cognitive system and may be further expressed in extreme conditions of psychological and physiological stress. In simple language, what this means is there's an area of the brain that is responsible for thinking and remembering that is the last to go, and when you're under a lot of stress, physical, mental, whatever, it just lets itself out and flashes before your eyes.
I wonder what that says about the continuation of life. Those of us who believe in life after death or reincarnation, coming back and back and back. I was talking to somebody about that yesterday, how we oftentimes run into people, and sometimes we share countless lives together with people. And I wonder if this may be the lead-in to that. That'd be an interesting thing to study, I think, as well, don't you think?
Absolutely.
I'd also be curious if Dr. Ken, that means if that's not affected by blood or oxygen loss, does that mean people that might have sustained big injuries who go into a coma or who are medically induced into a coma still have those memories going
absolutely.
While they're out?
Yes, absolutely.
That's exactly.
Ding, ding, ding.
All right, speaking of blood flow, Dr. Ken talks frequently with you about blood flow and how it's enhanced by using superbeets with the nitric oxide component that's so important to having a healthy blood flow, Ken.
Absolutely. And this is without injury. This is all of us. We all need nitric oxide. It's the third important gas of the body. This is based on Nobel Prize winning information that occurred after most of us went to medical school. So that's why so many are not aware of this. But in 1998, the Nobel Prize was given out for a discovery in 1988 of the importance of nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is carried by the red blood cells, and I like to think of it as the garage door opener for the blood vessels. The red blood cells first spray the blood vessels with nitric oxide, and then blood vessels relax, open up, and then the red blood cells can go through, carry the oxygen, and deliver it from head to toe.
Superbeats available at DougLikesBeats.com or by dialing 800-655-4183.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cash.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.